Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started. Let me say Happy New Year to both of you.
Right on.
Hey, welcome back to our second ever episode of Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. It is a good time. We have a fun show planned for you guys. Spencer, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, as we're in 2021 now, 2020 is now over and everybody's on top of it. What's 2021 look like? So today we're going to go over real estate predictions, but also before we get to that, we're going to go over Mariah and I's personal New Year's resolutions. I'm sure a lot of you guys have talked about that as we've hit January 1st. Mm-hmm. And then also we're going to transition into opportunities in 2021, real estate tip of the week, how to buy a house out of state. That'll actually be our next segment. How to buy a house while looking out of state or transitioning to be out of state. And then our last segment's going to be real estate tip of the week, listing of the week, and maybe a little bit more statistics when it comes to this local Salem area. So Mariah, let's get at it and let's go with some New Year's resolution stuff and just let's talk about that real quick.
All right. I'll share mine first and then Spence, you can give a few of yours.
Of course.
So starting out, my first New Year's resolution, and I say this as I'm drinking my coffee, is to go to Starbucks less and make my coffee from home more.
Amen.
Because I am a Starbucks addict and I just think it'd be good to spend less time in the Starbucks drive-thru.
How many times a week do you think you get Starbucks?
Well, definitely once a day. But
once a day?
At least once a day. But I've been doing better this week because we got a French press for Christmas.
Woo.
Thanks, Miranda.
Thank you.
And Spencer's been making it for me.
Yes, I
am. And so I have been spending less time at Starbucks.
Yes.
I mean,
the French press is actually saving us a lot because I went out and bought two because you need a French press while you're on the go, right?
He liked it so much, he bought another one.
I did.
So now we each have our own. But
in order to be a realtor, you got to drink coffee sometimes. So, okay. So
especially
Starbucks.
Having a one-year-old. So that's my first resolution is make more of my coffee at home, less at Starbucks. Second is kind of along the same lines, but eating out less and making more meals from home. And I think that's something we've been doing a lot of this last week. So
yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. You made a really good pasta. The best dish I think of the year so far. We're only 5 days in, so you got a long ways to go. Is a pasta dish. It had some chicken and some red paste sauce in there. So
thank you.
It was really good.
And then thirdly, my last one that I was going to share was waking up an hour before our daughter, who, like I said, is almost one, because it's just really nice having that hour of, you know, time to yourself before she wakes up and gets going and everything. So those are my three.
That's awesome.
What
and
about
for
you?
Me, let's go with, since I am in business, presentation is a really big part of it. So let's keep a good figure, good stature, physique. I got a couple new suits coming in. Thank you, Nordstrom. I'll be there to pick them up. And I gotta stay, not necessarily health-wise, like strict dieting, but just stay physically fit and keeping up with that. A second one, a New Year's resolution for me. This is a personal goal, and I'm going to put this on air, is no alcohol for a year. I'm going to challenge myself with that. You know that one beer a day or at a meeting or at a social event. I'm just going to cut that one out. And Mariah, I want you to hold me accountable on that one. So why not try it? You know, it's not really that big of a deal. And then number three, I guess, would be more family is once every three times a week or so, just hang out with you and Astrid in the playroom. We have a beautiful nursery upstairs and just get 30 minutes to an hour with, with you and Astrid, because I know it's really going to make her feel a lot better.
She
loves interaction.
Yep.
So, now let's talk a little bit more about real estate though.
All right.
This is the meat. This is kind of a topic that everybody has been thinking about. What is going on in this 2021, this crazy real estate market, nobody has a crystal ball, though. Do you agree, Mariah?
Right, I agree. And one thing I will say is I'm someone who is very on top of constantly listening to and reading and looking at all kinds of resources and all kinds of, you know, different sources of what's going on in the real estate market. Right. And what I'm hearing is from one very notable resource, I'm hearing one thing and then the complete opposite from the other. So I'm hearing so many different contrasting opinions and predictions from all kinds of resources. And so what I wanted to say was agreeing with you on, I don't think anyone knows for sure what's going to happen, but these are a few things that we're going to share that we really are seeing in the field on the day to day. So okay. Do you want me to start out with mine?
Yeah, let's have you start out with your predictions.
All right. So my first prediction is more relocation buyers. And I've actually heard it called the Great Relocation is what we'll see in 2021.
The Great Relocation.
The Great Relocation. That's
amazing.
A term that I'm hearing a lot right now. And this article I wanted to share from BiggerPockets.com, which is a real estate investing website, they said that the number of Americans relocating will be at the highest it's been in 16 years this next year. Which will help economies of affordable places. And I think Salem's definitely one of them because I know we've shared before that we've been working with a lot of people moving from other states, moving here because it's more affordable. So I think we're going to continue to see more of that.
Yeah. And a lot of people do say that. Mm-hmm. Well, we're moving here from this place because Oregon, Salem, Mid-Willamette Valley, you are more affordable than where we currently are.
Yeah.
So the Great Relocation.
The Great
That's
Relocation.
That's your first prediction. Okay, what's number two?
That's number one. Real estate prediction number two, it kind of goes along with this, but that is more buyers purchasing homes without actually seeing them in person first. And
that's going to be huge. That's a game
will
changer.
Be, and it already is.
Not
and,
a lot of people, brokers, experience this because some of them aren't dealing with out-of-state. They've never had an out-of-state client. Mm-hmm. Beautifully, you and I both have, and that's a lot of our business.
Yes. So, okay. I just closed a deal with a family who moved into this beautiful property right outside of Corvallis. It's in the mountains, surrounded by trees, almost 2 acres, and they're, you know, it's their
beautiful
dream
property.
And you know, they never saw the property in person, and I never met them. We did it all through video walkthrough. So
how cool is that?
I'm, you know, same with the other family in West Salem. They just bought this beautiful property, and you know, they never would have been able to buy a big yard like they got here if they stayed in California. So I think we're going to see a lot more of that.
Thirdly,
this isn't really a prediction. It's more of a hope, but I'm hoping that we see more inventory because I know we've been saying this ever since I got into the business over 5 years ago. We've been saying we're at a record low of inventory, but now it's even lower and it's unbelievable. So I hope we start seeing more inventory. And I know we're going to start continue to see more new construction because we've been seeing, even though we've been low on inventory this last year, we had a ton of new construction. And I do think that's going to continue into 2021. But I'm hoping more inventory as well besides that.
Yeah, build. Yep. That's all I'm hearing because interest rates are so low. Money's cheap at that point. So those builders keep on going. So we have more inventory for those buyers. Mm-hmm. My real estate predictions of 2020. We listen to a lot of podcasts on YouTube. We also do a lot of research online. That's part of our job to be educated within the field. This is where I'm coming up with some of these. I got five of them for you. And a lot of them come from my daily experience in the market and just knowing kind of where we're at and having a relationship with mortgage brokers and things like that. So my first one's going to be motivated sellers. I think we're really going to transition into a selling motivated market. Because right now we're so low on inventory, of course, those sellers are motivated. They have their homes for sale. But the reason I'm talking motivated sellers is due to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys are going to go into forbearance and look towards a foreclosure. Oregon's laws, I believe they have until March of forgiveness. And then we got to start ticking with the time and making payments again. So that's a reason I'm going to see more motivated sellers in 2021. And then also, we're going to go into non-owner occupied homes. Most will be baby boomers and vacation homes. So these homes are vacant homes. Sometimes they're going to be rentals, vacation rentals, those type of things. But the reason I'm going to be seeing more non-owner occupied homes, not your average residential sale, it's going to be those investors selling, is because our market's quite high right now and they got equity. And they always say buy low, sell high. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen, I believe, is it's going to turn into that type of market. And that's even going to push more inventory on the market, which is good for sellers and buyers. It's going to be one of those 50-50 hand-in-hand transitions. And then this is just a personal thing when it comes to brokers to maybe gain more business, is call your personal circle. This isn't really a buyer or seller opportunity in 2021. This is more of a realtor opportunity. It's call your personal circle because, like I said, equity is going to be high. Equity-rich market. And
I
then
think it already is right now.
I think it is. It is. And so if you're looking to sell right now, it's your time. Next is going to be motivated sellers by owner. Okay. Keyword motivated by sell by owner. I mean,
FSBOs,
FSBO. And I just, that's a lot of our business as well, is for sell by owners. When it comes to being strong listing agents, 87% of for sell by owners end up listing with an agent.
And that's someone trying to sell, if you're not familiar, someone trying to sell their home without legal representation of an agent.
Yeah, and nowadays it's harder to get transactions closed due to more lending restrictions and stuff like that. And so those for sale by owners are going to actually be relying on the professionals, the realtors, to get their homes closed and put money in their pocket. Because that's what it's all about, right? Putting money in your pocket once you sell your home. That's why they're selling, and to get somewhere else. And then not only is it going to be motivated for sale by owners, but motivated expired listings. I think that there's going to be some brokers that just overpriced homes because they can right now. And some of those homes are going to sit, unfortunately, and that's going to cause some expired listings. Or there's just going to be a home that's not necessarily unsellable, but just not marketed correctly and promoted and just handled with the right care. So that's going to cause it to possibly go expired, which is also a big part of you and I's business, is taking on those expired listings to get them sold. And then lastly, we're going to go to downsizers. The reason being, those 55 and over baby bloomers, they got big homes right now, and they got equity in those big homes, 3,200 square foot type things. And they're going to want to downsize because they're empty nesters. All their kids are grown up. Grandkids are out of state maybe, and they're going to want to downsize. And just putting in a plug right now, if you're looking to downsize, we got hopevalleyresorts.com if you want to go to their website, hopevalleyresorts.com. But Hope Valley Resorts, it's a tiny home community. So if that fits your category, go check them out and go look at that property. But we're going to be looking at more downsizers.
I agree.
I do think that's going to happen because there's a lot of those 55 and up age groups.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree. So that's the segment of
All right, great.
Our real estate predictions.
All right, well, let's take a break. And I want to remind everybody listening, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. When we come back, you were promising talking about buying a home out of state. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence and the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And before we left, we promised we'd talk about how to buy a home out of state.
All right. So we have mentioned before that we've been working with a lot of buyers who are coming to us, who are relocating to Oregon because they can now work from wherever. And there's a lot of things they find desirable about Oregon, which I don't blame them because I love it here. However, I know a lot of you listening are living in Oregon and you might be wanting to relocate somewhere else because we are seeing a lot of sellers right now who do live in Oregon and are wanting to move because they're also able to work from anywhere. So they're wanting to move maybe somewhere warmer to get out of the rain, or we're seeing a lot of people moving for more desirable taxes to
That's
places
big.
Like Nevada, Idaho. We're seeing a lot in Texas, North Carolina.
I just had a seller go all the way to Wyoming.
Wyoming, yep. We're seeing a lot of that right now for a lot of reasons. So If that's you, if you are thinking about moving and you're moving to another state, maybe you're possibly one of those people that are going to be buying the house without seeing it yet. These are the steps for you on how to do that.
And one thing I do want to reiterate is being at Berkshire Hathaway, we have a really good referral program. Mm-hmm. And also with us being connected to YouTube and other agents across the country, nationally, we're happy to help you get connected with another broker in the specific area you're looking for.
Yes.
That's going to meet your needs and really help you out. So if you need that, contact us right away.
Yes. We talk to other agents and have connections with agents all over the globe, and we talk to them and would definitely love to set you up with someone in wherever you're moving to. So step number one is finding a real estate agent that is a specialist in that specific area that you're moving to. Make sure that agent has worked with other out-of-state clients before and is willing to take videos for you. Because that's honestly the most important thing. I'm always surprised how many buyers come to me who have left their other agent because they either weren't able to or didn't know how to do video of the property for them. And I just have to say, I mean, there's so many times when it's the perfect home just from the photos, and then I get there to do a video of it for my buyers, and it's either right across the street from a junkyard, it's on a super busy road, or it just has a super funky layout. And these are all things we would never know just from looking at the picture. So video is a must if you're going to be buying it without seeing it.
Crucial.
Step number two is zero in on your location. Instead of just looking, if you were moving to Salem, for example, anywhere in Salem, you're going to want to find a specific side of town that's best for you. And your agent should be able to help you with that. They should be able to tell you the crime rating, the schools rating, if that's important to you, of all the different areas. So make sure you're working with an expert. Again, that's why, you know, if you don't know someone, we would love to help you find someone. Mm-hmm. Step number three. This is when your agent, instead of showing you houses, will be videoing houses for you and sending them to you. And, you know, I won't go too into this because I already talked about it, but that is crucial.
Yeah.
And then step number four is writing an offer, but make sure to have a strong offer, and because, you know, honestly, being out of state and not viewing it yet does make your offer a little weaker to the seller. I have a family of seven moving from Arizona that I'm looking for a big house for right now. And their issue is, before we even look at the houses, the sellers are telling us up front that they're not going to consider an offer contingent on these buyers' home selling in Arizona if it doesn't have an offer yet and it's not even listed. So, you know, if you're in that situation, you got to get your home on the market. I know it's kind of scary not knowing where exactly you're going yet, but it's very important if you're going to be
the
buying
stronger
offers.
The better.
Yes.
In this market,
yep.
especially.
Yep.
It's really important.
Yeah. So those are the tips. That's how you buy a house out of state.
Great information. All right. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Group Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the real estate tip of the week and the listing of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Hey, we're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. Hey, I got to find out, Spence, what is your real estate tip of the week?
This is a really good tip, and this is something not a lot of people talk about or think about, especially brokers, new brokers entering the business. It's more of an emotional thing, and it's more of the relationship side of the business, not necessarily an agreement tip or what not to do's or to do's type of thing. And it's called, I just put it in quotes, it's not your fault. And what I mean by that is when you're working with sellers and buyers, you tend to start a relationship with them. And a lot of brokers don't understand how important these relationships will become even 2 years later on down the road. They're really relying on you to do what you say you're going to do, sell their home or make the purchase of their first time home maybe, or their next home mm-hmm. or investment property. And so when I deal with transactions, sometimes I get sellers that they're just not in the best spot. Maybe they've gone through a divorce. Maybe COVID's just knocked them down. Maybe they just lost their job and things just aren't going right in their lives. And so what I mean by it's not your fault is we as brokers are open to having a relationship with you guys as our clients, and that's what we do. We take you on as a fiduciary duty, and we just are there for you. And that's what I mean by I'm a 24/7 agent. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I'm 24/7.
I'm
there for my clients, and it's really important for me and our business with the Ventures Crawford Realty Group, and it's to create that atmosphere of trust and loyalty. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our clients are going through many personal emotional challenges, some with families and some without. When I say it's not your fault, I mean I'm here for you and my clients and anyone who is willing to speak up. Mm-hmm. Part of my job is selling real estate, yes, but another 30% of it is just dealing with people and their emotions and relationships, and just not necessarily being a counselor because I'm not hired for that, but just being a shoulder in there for them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something very crucial to this business that not a lot of people think about or see, and especially those new brokers that haven't really done that many deals. Yeah. They'll get to know that. And they're going to understand how important that is, not to only have business between your head, but to have a heart on in your chest and be there for people. And so those transactions become big. And so with that comes relationship, which turns into more than just a business and a transaction. It becomes like you're one of us and you're really part of our family with Mariah and I and Astrid. And that's really important for me to reiterate. I can't say that enough. It's not your fault. We're here to help you. Mm-hmm. And this is simple as that. And it's between me and you and nobody else. So it's really important. Now to lighten up the mood, we're going to get you with the listing of the week. Honestly, if you're searching in Salem, I've done it all week, and this is by far the best one out there for its price. We're looking in the lower 300,000s, and it's a 3-bed, 2-bath. If you got a small family, this is perfect for you. The master bedroom, it has a full bath. So you got your shower, you got your sink, you got your toilet, you're ready to go. The kitchen, everything's been remodeled in it. It's an open floor plan. It's got the backyard, a side RV port. What else could you want? This is it. This one's for you. So go check it out. You can find it on Zillow. You can contact us. You can go directly to our website at VetrusCrawfordRealty.com. VetrusCrawfordRealty.com. Check this address out. It's 452 Connecticut Avenue, Southeast, Salem, Oregon, 97317. That's 452 Connecticut Avenue. If you don't remember the numbers, just type in Connecticut Avenue, Southeast Salem. Something's going to pop up because Berkshire Hathaway has the best marketing resources out there, and that's why we get the job done for all of our sellers. This is a listing of Mariah and I's, and it's going to go quick. So don't hold off. It's a 3-bed, 2-bath, just over $300,000. This one's for you. Contact us and let's get the job done and get you a home.
Now, it's really a great show you guys have put together. That's really awesome here today. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Ventris Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.